It's 1998. I'm a Peace Corps volunteer in Kazakhstan. It's the Monday after my birthday weekend celebration. I'm about to teach English class, and I have an enormous black eye. Now, moving to another country, I had a lot of things to adjust to. I had never even been out of the country before I joined the Peace Corps. And it was so confusing. Like, the banks were open and closed at times I didn't understand. But the post office, they would open up our packages and thinking we were American spies. And there was, in the open air markets and bus rides, it was like a fishbowl. Everyone was just looking and watching me constantly. And several times a day, people would ask me what time it was, just to see what I sounded like in Russian. Like, Volka Vremenye! I didn't wear a watch even, so after 2 years of this, it just kind of started coming to a boil. And on my birthday weekend, it came to a boil. So I had a bunch of volunteers from all over the country come visit me, and we went to the local discotheque. It was a few blocks away. We walked there. Now, the local discotheque had never had this many Americans in it, so we were just causing a scene just by our mere presence. So, and then it happened. You know, like the incident happened. So, my friend Dave is dancing with one of our female friends. And this young man walks up, and he's wearing the official uniform of Kazakhstan, which is the fake Adidas tracksuit. He walks up to us, and he starts bothering, harassing the young woman, and my friend Dave's being very nice. He's like, she's not interested. He's speaking in Russian. He's like, I'm not interested. And I see the guy, and I'm like, this guy's really intoxicated. The thing is, like, I was really intoxicated. So I went up to the guy, Mr. Tracksuit and my friend Dave, and I'm standing in between him. I'm like, if you're going to dance with him, you're going to dance with me. And I just start grinding. He becomes very confused. just kind of stumbles back and goes away. So the night wears on, right? So drinking and dancing, dancing, and my friend Dave and I are getting our coats on. The discotheque is closing, and so we turn around, and there's Mr. Tracksuit. And without missing a beat, I say, "What the F do you want?" He translated it like this, you know, "Mo, mo, mo, F, mo, mo, mo." So he punches me in the face.
Oh, jeez.
Now, the discotheque is located on a second floor of a two-story building. On the first floor is a Russian pool hall. It's called Luna Ball, and it's played with all these white balls. I really don't understand it, but we were on the stairs. About halfway down the stairs, I remember that I just got punched by Mr. Tracksuit. So I turn around and look up, and there's the United Tracksuits of Kazakhstan staring down. And I just start screaming every Russian curse word that I had learned over the years, pizdits and blablu and pasho nahoy. So when you say pasho nahoy, which means to go sit on a penis, triple dog dare curse words. It's like no going back after that. So they start coming down. We start going down through the pool hall. I get this brilliant idea in the middle of the pool hall that I should turn around and see how far away they are. So I turn around, and instead of Mr. Tracksuit, there's like this young Drago-looking guy. He looks really good in his tracksuit. He's like muscular and things, and I, of course, say to him, "What the F do you want?" Now, I wish I had more original questions in this situation. So, but he translates it differently. He's like, "F? F? F?" So he punches me as well in the same place. So my friends, the other volunteers are like, okay, so now we've seen our friend get hit twice. So they start jumping in. My friend Brian Randall, he punches young Drago. Doesn't do much. Young Drago punches him. It does a lot. And so I see a Kyrgyzstan volunteer, Jeff. He's just throwing punches at anybody that's around. So I kind of go to him. You know, I'm gonna go help Jeff. On my way, I get thrown onto the top of the pool hall table, and I'm like, this is where they start raining punches down on me. And nothing happens. So as a young 24-year-old male, I do like the next best thing, which is stand on the pool table and jump into the crowd. So as I'm jumping, they kind of part ways. And I get up and I kind of survey things and like, got volunteers of peace in a row with the pool hall gang. This is exactly the kind of work that we can't do. And then I see him. He's right there, the catalyst of it all, Mr. Tracksuit. So I'm like, oh, I'm coming for him. Right? And I like see him and I throw my punch. It's like the slowest punch ever in Central Asia. It's like, and I kind of bring him down to the ground. I can't really see him, and I'm kind of grappling with him down there. And like all those 2 years, you know, of the frustration, it's just kind of coming down onto me, right? And I'm like, what time is it? You know, what time is it? People ask me what time. And I just find something, and I start pulling, and I pull, and I yank his entire sleeve off his Adidas tracksuit. And I look at the other volunteers, and I'm like, I got his sleeve! Let's get out of here! So we like, get out of the discotheque, and they come out, and they're on the stairs, and they're yelling English obscenities at us, and we're like, we don't care! We had a dream to go change the world! Really making a difference out here in Central Asia. Man, we got 3 black eyes, I got a tracksuit sleeve, got this epic story to add to the other epic stories. And on Mondays, we had to go back to our schools to teach. We all had these black eyes. And we used words like, oh, disrespect and honor and defend. But in actuality, the words we should have been using was vodka and frustration and triple dog dare curse words.